We're very excited to learn that you're coming back to Australia. Am I being presumptuous in suggesting that you have a bit of a connection with us here in Australia? I know that you used to own property very close to where I grew up, actually.
Yes, that's really true. I wanted to settle there, and you know, who knows about the future, but they made me give it back.
This is in Broken Head, near Byron Bay, on the north coast of New South Wales.
That's right. Well, golly, what a beautiful place.
Yeah, yeah, and the council wouldn't let you build on it.
No, they wouldn't, and they wanted it back, so they recompensed me. That was okay, but I did want it, I must say. I just love your country, and, well, Byron Bay is a piece of paradise.
Tell us about the show that you're bringing to us in December. If they could see me now, tell us what you'll be delivering, because you obviously have such a wealth of memories to draw upon. What is it, your 60th year since you made your film debut?
Yeah, it's true. I put together a compilation of films, actually starting when I was about two, because apparently my parents kept all the wonderful pictures, so I have a lot of that kind of visual experience to show. And then all the films, of course, and the politics, and the books, and the traveling, and relationships, and...
Yeah, can I ask you, you know, I guess there is still this incredible intrigue about that period in American history of the Rat Pack in the 1950s, and you starred with Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra. You know, what are your memories of that time?
You know, someone was asking me the other day, what do I miss the most about my own sort of golden past? And I would have to say Dean and Frank. There was something about the spontaneity. They did exactly what they wanted. And sometimes it was gross. But what I loved about being with them was that it was real. You know, someone asked me, what is it that worked with you and them, and the answer is no sex. We didn't do any of that stuff.
Yeah. That said, you have been quite open about what you've learned in the relationships that you've had over the years. And if I could be so bold, I mean, you've had relationships with prime ministers, the Prime Minister of Canada and the Swedish Prime Minister. And, of course, here in Australia, a well-known politician that you had a close relationship with, Andrew Peacock.
Yeah, we're still close friends. I mean, his wife and I have dinner together in different parts of the world and make fun of him.
Do you?
Yeah. He likes it because he knows we care about him.
Is it true, though, Shirley, that you took Andrew Peacock, our former foreign minister, that you took him UFO spotting?
Yes. We went to Mexico to Mount Popocatepetl because they were having so many UFO sightings. And we don't know really why, but we saw them. And he did too.
How did Andrew Peacock respond to the sighting of a UFO?
He's very open to everything. I tried to get him to talk about Alice Springs and things like that, but he was very loyal to his foreign service oath of secrecy.
I'm sure he's very professional. Shirley MacLaine is on the line with me from the States, coming to Australia in December. You've had so many friendships over the years. In more recent times, a friendship with the great scientist Stephen Hawking. What's he taught you? And maybe you've taught him, too.
You know, when I first met him, Robbie, in his little office, and this was when he could still kind of move. But right now, he's not in that kind of condition. But on his wall was a picture of Albert Einstein, and right next to it was Marilyn Monroe. And he told me, you know, with that voice, my favorite picture is of the beauty of curves in the universe, as Miss Monroe has. He's very funny. He's got a terrific sense of humor. Maybe that's what kept him in his body all these years.
Of course, you're still acting. For a lot of us here in Australia, we've seen you playing the widowed American heiress Martha Levinson in Downton Abbey, which has been lovely.
Oh, I'm having a great time. Love the wardrobe. The only wardrobe I've sat still for. Love working with Maggie Smith. We've known each other for 40 years. And, of course, the whole series is brilliantly done.
And do you still love acting, Shirley, after all these years?
You know, I really do. I love the familial feeling on a set. I love self-expression. I love the filters that the DPs can get to cover up my lines, but I'm going to have to make a decision in a year or two whether I want those lines to show now or not, because the parts are better.
The parts are better, are they?
Oh, yeah, for older people, yeah. They're few and far between, especially for women. But they're better, and they have, of course, a history of the life underneath it all. So, and I think the audiences, at least the TV audiences, are getting older and older. So I think maybe I've come along at the right time where there will be pictures for older people. And that's what's happening to me. I'm getting a lot of good scripts.
A lot of people grumble about aging, but is there still a lot of joy to be found and rewards to be found in aging?
I'm having a very good time. It's maybe the best time of all. I don't know how I'll feel in 5 years when I'm 85, but right now, it's good. I love being iconic. People are going, oh my God, she's still walking upright. That's interesting. Ow. You know.
And we look forward to seeing you standing upright and sharing so many of those stories about your life on stage, even if you're reclining.
What is the temperature going to be so I'll know what to wear?
Oh, it's going to be, what is it, 10th of December. It'll be hot, Shirley.
What, like 85 or what?
Well, I think in Celsius, but yeah, you're close to Malibu, aren't you? Think of a summer in Malibu.
Oh, God, I'll wear nothing. Okay.
We look forward to it. Shirley MacLaine, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks ever so much for chatting to us here on 702.
Thanks, Robbie. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Shirley. Bye now.